question. What percentage of the population in the U.S. are immigrants, not born in this country? Is the murder rate going up or down? Well, the answer's the murder rate is going down. The percentage of immigrants, just 13%. Congratulations if you got that right, because most Americans get it wrong. In fact, people in 14 democracies around the world are wrong. They think there is more murder, more immigration, more teen pregnancy, more Muslims, more unemployment than there actually is. Even the Swedes, the most aware people, thought immigration was bigger than it was. The Perils of Perception study comes from the nonpartisan group Ipsos Mori. As we leave the midterms behind, we thought it worth noting their findings. Julia Clark is a pollster and political researcher with Ipsos. And Julia, this is just stunning. Let's run through the questions we asked. The percentage of immigrants, as we said, around 13% in the U.S. But what did people guess?
Americans said they thought 32%.
That's twice. And what was it like around the world?
Americans did particularly badly, if we're honest, but worse than us was the Italians, who guessed 30% against their actual figure of just 7.
And in Belgium, the people there think it's 29% when it's actually 10. Big misperception there. The murder rate is not rising, it's falling?
It is indeed falling, and just 30% of Americans knew that, as opposed to the 51% who thought it was rising.
Take us through one more before we go to some of the broader conclusions you take from these studies. Unemployment.
Yeah, certainly. That's another one where we just see huge gaps between the perceptions and reality here. Americans, for example, thought that 32% of the U.S. population is unemployed. And of course, the real figure is just 6%. Another point that I found very interesting from this study was that Americans think that an average of 24% of girls between ages 15 and 19 give birth each year, when of course, in reality, the actual figure is just 3%. So an order of magnitude of difference there.
Right. And as you note, the U.S. is number one in being wrong on this subject.
Exactly.
But what does – these all are sort of the same nature. They are all problems. It's a misperception about problems.
It is. It's a fundamental misunderstanding of you know, reality. It speaks to some existing stereotypes or biases, I think, that many of us hold.
Well, but it's just incomprehensible that that many Americans would not know, for instance, the unemployment rate when it's been the topic of discussion for months. So it says something about the media and whether or not people are even paying attention to it. It says something perhaps about politicians. And especially in the last campaigns we saw, they're not getting a message out.
Yeah, I think there is a basic numeracy issue, frankly speaking. As somebody who does statistics for a living, I can tell you that a lot of people don't have a good understanding of what 20% means. Of course, it means 1 in 5. That's a lot of people in a country of 300 million. But more than that is the notion of how the media shapes or doesn't shape this conversation. I think we remember, and this is more the psychology of it, right? But we remember extreme examples, even if they're rare, especially, as I said, if they prey on some of our stereotypes. So if I heard a news story about teen pregnancy, or if I read about issues around immigration, which, of course, have been, you know, blanketing the news of the last few months, that comes to mind very quickly. And perhaps, you know, my perception of that as an issue, because I hear a lot about it, is that it's a big issue. Yeah. You know, it's a big problem. Therefore, it must be a big issue. Therefore, the actual physical size of the issue, the number of immigrants, the number of teen pregnancies must also be big.
Another place that's interesting is perceptions about people's religions. You asked about Muslims and Christians, and we overestimate one and underestimate the other.
We do indeed. We overestimate the number of Muslims in America by quite a long shot. 15% is the average guess by Americans, when the actual figure, of course, is just 1%. And we do it the other way. When it comes to Christianity, we estimate that just 56%, just over half of Americans are Christian, when the actual figure is over 3/4. And I suspect, speaking very frankly, it's because that is seen as a more positive in the minds of the public in these, you know, Judeo-Christian countries, a more positive aspect. And so we see, oh, there's fewer than I would like to see.
Boy, it's a cautionary tale for people who want to get across things like the economy's doing well or you're not being swamped by immigrants or people of, you know, the Muslim faith.
Well, and I think this speaks to the crux of this and the impact of something like this. What does data like this tell us or mean? The biggest challenge, I believe, is policymakers and lawmakers have to react to this information. As a lawmaker, for example, should I react to the reality of the situation or the perception? And it's more complex even than that, because if I am trying to get elected, I must, as a campaigning, politician, speak to perceptions, because I cannot campaign on a platform of telling people they're wrong about everything, right? That's not a winning theme. So I must react to the perceptions of people, which is that immigration is wildly high and the proportion of Muslims is very high and teen pregnancy is out of control. But then if I become elected and I become a lawmaker, I have to, in good faith, react to reality. I mean, of course, these people still need to be elected again, so there's some balance. But there's a degree to which one can't react to perceptions once one is in a position to create laws.
That's Julia Clark. She's talking about the perils of perception study from the nonpartisan research group Ipsos Mori. She is a researcher with them. Julia, fascinating. Thank you.
Thank you. My pleasure.